Hey fans, here's your Arrowhead update. On Tuesday, the Chiefs had their first of three mini camp practices that will be the last time they get out on the field before St. Joe 6 weeks from now. Now, a few of the headlines from today's practice. Defensive lineman Dontari Poe, who had been dealing with a back issue, was back out on the field for the Chiefs on Tuesday, and he was a full participant, a great sign moving forward for one of the Chiefs' best defensive players. Also, the two rookie cornerbacks were back out on the field, and first-round pick Marcus Peters and third-round pick Steven Nelson. Both those guys had to miss the 10 OTA practices due to an NFL rule that didn't allow them to practice until their academic term was over. Well, both those guys were out on the field, and they were making plays. Steve Nelson actually had an interception off Chase Daniel, and Marcus Peters got some time with both the first and second team defenses. I had a chance to talk with him earlier in the day, and he said that he's been welcomed by his veteran teammates. Now, Peters and Nelson are just two of the three rookie cornerbacks for this group, and they're going into a veteran defensive backs group with the Chiefs that had a lot of success last year. This was a pass defense that finished number two in the NFL. Peters said he just wants to play his part. He just wants to make some plays, whether it's on defense or whether it's on special teams. He's just here to be a piece of that puzzle. Now, out at practice on Tuesday, there were a handful of fantastic plays made on both sides of the ball. And one of the plays that Chiefs fans are going to love to see and hope to see a lot of this season was one of the first plays during the team offense versus team defense period. Alex Smith threw a dart to Jeremy Maclin. It was kind of a high pass. Maclin just reached up, snagged the ball right out of the air, turned it inside, and picked up a nice gain for the Chiefs offense. I wouldn't consider it a top play, but it wasn't the easiest catch, and he made it look really, really easy. And finally, probably the best catch of all of OTAs and all the offseason workouts thus far was receiver Fred Williams, number 83, on a deep pass from Chase Daniel down the left sideline. Williams actually had to turn over his outside shoulder, caught the ball, kept his feet in bounds. It was actually a 50-50 ball with safety Daniel Sorensen. This was definitely a top 10 catch for any regular season week. Hopefully we see both sides of the balls continue to make plays over the next couple of days here at Mandatory Minicamp as these guys get ready for training camp at the end of July. Again, we'll have you covered every step of the way at kcchiefs.com.